first down of the first inning. That will bring up Jaden Rudd, the number two hitter for the Dunedin Blue Jays, and we will set the starting lineup for Dunedin. Beltran lined out to left. Jaden Rudd is now at the plate with Tucker Toman on deck. In the hold is Ryan McCarty. Sammy Hernandez is batting fifth. Roque Salinas batting sixth. Glenn Santiago, the seven hitter. Luis Garcia will hit eight as Petit gets a fastball to miss outside to Rudd. Count 1-0. Luis Garcia, the eight hitter. Angel De Rosario is the number nine hitter. The 1-0 pitch, fastball in there for a called strike one. Count even at one apiece. A 6.23 ERA in five appearances, three in relief. Now his third start of the season in his sixth appearance as the breaking ball lands in the dirt to make the count 2-1 to Jaden Rudd. On the season, Petit has gone 13 and now one-third innings, 15 hits, 9 earned runs allowed, 3 walks, and 15 strikeouts for the right-hander out of Venezuela. Fastball in there for a called strike two. Now the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Petit at Anaguanago, Venezuela, signed about 3 years ago by the Philadelphia Phillies as Rudd fouls that off the dirt. Maybe touched his foot as he got to make sure from the umpire that he was all right. The umpiring crew is Davion Fry at home plate. Alex Lowry is on the bases as Rudd back in the box, the count 2-2 to the Blue Jays center fielder. Petit sends another fastball that's fouled away by Rudd, and that keeps the count at 2-2. Rudd starred in the World Baseball Classic for Great Britain, a team that really turned some heads in that contest. Not a lot of teams expected them to really do much in a difficult group, but it was a pretty special Great Britain team. Not in this at-bat, though, as a called strike three is the first of the day for Jonathan Petit, and 16th for him on the season. For the Threshers on defense, Derek Hall at first base, Eric Brito at second, Brian Rincon at short, and Otto Kemp at third. Same defense as we had in the infield last night, and the outfield looks pretty similar as well. As we'll tell you after this pitch to Toman, a called strike on a fastball inside, making the count 0-1. Omarion Boyd in left, Justin Crawford in center, and Gabriel Conas Jr. in right field. 0-1 to Toman, fastball again, inside again, called strike again, 0-2. Petit, a three-pitch mix, four-seamer, slider, and a changeup for the right-hander out of Naguanagua. And now Tucker Toman will take a pause and step out of the batter's box. 0-2 count, two outs here in the top first. Breaking ball on the outside corner, called strike three. Three-pitch see-ya from Jonathan Petit, and he gets the last two Blue Jays looking in a 1-2-3 first inning. Petit is perfect in his last four frames at BayCare Ballpark, and the Threshers come up to bat in the bottom of the first next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, our memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.com. Come down to BayCare Ballpark. Fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kevin's Catering delivers more fireworks
on the bottom of the first for the Threshers of Centerfield. There are 15 stations and fireworks.
Thank you.
Justin Crawford leading things off for the Threshers for the second straight night. Bottom of the first inning, a scoreless top half from Jonathan Petit and the Threshers. And now they've got Rafael Ohashi to deal with. Swing and a miss, a breaking ball upstairs to Crawford makes the count 1-0. Ohashi making his second start against the Clearwater Threshers today. Didn't get a decision, allowed 2 runs on 4 hits in 4 frames. Crawford lifts this on a line the other way, and that's going to one-hop the wall in left field. Crawford sprinting around first, and we'll head into second, slow down his run as he stands up at second with a leadoff double. Crawford has 3 doubles in 2 games starting off this series against Dunedin, and the Threshers are on the board with a base hit in the first inning. The rest of the Threshers lineup is as follows as Amarion Boyd comes up to the plate with a very fast runner on first. Justin Crawford with the leadoff double. Amarion Boyd is at the plate right now. On deck is Derek Hall. First pitch to Boyd from Ohashi, cut on and missed. Count is 0-1. Gabe Rincones Jr. batting cleanup. Otto Kemp is the number 5 hitter. Jordan Viers will bat 6. Jordan Disson batting behind him in the 7th spot. Brian Rincon, the 8 hitter, and Eric Brito rounding out the order for the Clearwater Threshers. Ohashi looks over at Crawford, and now the 0-1 is grounded right to short. Crawford's passed it on the way to third, and it is an out at first base as Manuel Beltre gets Amarion Boyd on a ground out. We'll set the defense for the Dunedin Blue Jays, beginning with the partnership that we just saw after Amarion Boyd grounded out from Manuel Beltre at short to Glenn Santiago over at first base. The rest of the infield drawn in, Tucker Toman at third, Luis Garcia at second, as Derek Hall is at the plate right now. Breaking ball on the inside corner, count 0-1. In the outfield, for Dunedin, in center field is Jaden Rudd, Roque Salinas in right, and in left field is Angel De Rosario, making his first appearance against the Clearwater Threshers. Swing and a miss by Hall on the fastball, and that makes the count 0-2. Ohashi on the season, 1-3 is his record, a 5.29 ERA after the one out recorded here in the first. Then he's got an 0-2 count to the big league rehabber in Derek Hall. Ohashi, the righty, looks over at third and deals. Hall lets the breaking ball miss upstairs. Count 1-2. Hall played his first game since being injured in April. He played 6 major league games with the Phillies before the injury. 1-2, hit high in the air and foul down the left field side. Count will stay 1-2. In those 6 games for the Phillies, Derek Hall showed that he had some pop, why the Phillies put him on their opening day roster this year. 4-for-18, a double in RBI, and a run scored. Now the 1-2. Outside on the breaker, count even at 2-2. Infield drawn in, Crawford taking a short lead off third with Marty Malloy back coaching third base and Michael Jones over at first. 2-2. This one is hit high in the air out to shallow right field. With Crawford's speed, it could still be deep enough. Salinas is under it. He makes the catch. Crawford holds up the tag home as Salinas throws a bullet to keep him at third base. So it's just an F9 for Derek Hall, making him 2-for-5 in his rehab stint. Still one more chance for the Threshers as Gabriel Rincones Jr. comes up to the plate as he looks to drive in the run. A leadoff double by Crawford now has him on third in a scoreless ball game with 2 outs in the bottom of the first inning. The catcher for Dunedin is Sammy Hernandez, and he waits the pitch from Ohashi. Fastball missing upstairs. Count 1-0. Crawford, another short leadoff third. He'll be off on contact. The 1-0, fastball missing outside. Count 2-0. Rincones, slugging percentage, hovering around 500 all year. Batting average now at 266 with a 400 on-base percentage. 5 homers, 16 RBI. He's looking for 17 here. 2-0, hit up the middle into center field, and that is going to plate Crawford with an RBI single. Gabe Rincones Jr. puts the first run of the day on the board as the Threshers strike first in the first inning. An RBI single by Rincones makes it 1-0 Clearwater as Crawford scores from third on an RBI base hit by Gabe Rincones Jr. It's his 17th ribby of the year, and now there are two outs here in the top, in the bottom of the first inning for Otto Kemp. Great to see him back in the lineup. A bit of an injury scare yesterday as he takes the breaking ball low for a 1-0 count. Kemp, back in the fifth inning last night, was hit, it appears, in the right knee with a pitch as Rincones is off for second. Kemp drills this foul down the third baseline and lands in the netting, so Rincones won't get stolen base number 18 and will jog back to first gate. So 1-1 count to the Threshers third baseman, who was hit by a pitch in the knee last night and was taken from the game after that inning. He was pinch hit for, he played the next inning or so and then was pinch hit for in the sixth when he came up next by Jordan Viers, who ended up walking as the slider misses outside, count 2-1. Viers obviously not a third baseman, so he was then replaced by Felix Reyes, who a part of me thought I was going to see start in the lineup after Kemp got pulled, but fortunately, Otto back in the Threshers' red jerseys with the white and red pinstriped pants. Throw over to first base does not get Rincones in time, and he is safe at first. A 2-1 count to Kemp, two outs in the inning. Off to second is Rincones. It's a ground ball to short. Beltre's got no play at the Keystone sack, so he sends it to first against Otto Kemp out on a 6-3 putout to end the inning. But the Threshers strike first in the first inning. One run on two hits, no errors, and one man left. And the Threshers lead it 1-0 after one here at BayCare Ballpark. Four, five, and six up for Dunedin. One run in the scoreboard for the Threshers. They lead it 1-0 here against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Top of the second inning began with a called strike, a heater on the inside corner to Ryan McCarty from Jonathan Petit. Four-seamer and a slider are his two main pitches, and he offsets the slider with another breaking pitch. There's another fastball swinging strike two. And it's mainly fastball slider for Petit with the occasional throw-in of the changeup. Petit against Dunedin for the second time this year. This, though, his first start against the Dunedin Blue Jays as the slider misses outside to make the count 1-2. Back on May the 11th, the Thursday game of that series. 2 1/3 innings for Petit as McCarty cracks this one high in the air and foul down the right field side to make it 1-2. 2 1/3 innings of work, 4 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and 2 strikeouts in his second-to-last relief appearance. His last 3 times he's been on the list have been starts. Obviously, the St. Lucie game wasn't played, but he's getting his second consecutive start today. 2-2 count now to McCarty. The fastball missed outside. Petit deals. Slider outside, and the count runs full at 3-2. Payoff pitch, McCarty lets it go, and it just misses on the outside part of the plate as the count is now turned into a walk. Leadoff man on, first base runner for the Dunedin Blue Jays, and the first one that Petit has allowed since May the 16th. That'll bring up Sammy Hernandez doing the catching for the Blue Jays here tonight. Swing and a miss, and he almost trips over his feet trying to touch that fastball. Counts 0-1. Hernandez, in his fourth game against the Threshers this season, he's 2-for-13 with 2 runs scored, a walk, and 7 strikeouts in 3 previous games. Swing and a miss again. Petit pulls the string with the slider, and that makes the count 0-2. McCarty taking a short lead off of first base. He's got 2 stolen bases on 2 attempts this season, 3-for-4 in his career. Hernandez pops this one up into shallow right field. Rincones chasing after it, coming in towards second, makes the catch on the run for the first out of the second inning. Hernandez popping an 0-2 pitch into right for the first out of the frame. That'll bring up Roque Salinas, who is in the left-handed batter's box now against the righty Petit. Salinas, a 178 hitter on the day, a home run and 12 RBIs. The pitch, swing and a miss, and that is strike number one. A lot of swings so far for Jonathan Petit, who has thrown 4 straight strikes since the leadoff walk to Ryan McCarty. Now Petit deals. Hit the other way, foul. Moving Donnie Murphy, the Blue Jays manager and third base coach, away from the ball. And it's an 0-2 count now to Salinas. Salinas, playing his 6th game against the Threshers, has the highest batting average other than Santiago Espinal against Clearwater for the Blue Jays this season. 7-for-18 with 6 runs scored in his previous 5 games. Now the 0-2. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike 3. A late strike 3 call by Davion Fry, but Petit is freezing these Blue Jay hitters. 3 strikeouts, all of them looking, and that is the second out of the second inning. Glenn Santiago doing something he has done the past couple of nights, carving a cross in the dirt behind home plate. Since because of the rain, he moved it to the grass as he drills that one, ricocheting off the net into the dugout of the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's an 0-1 count, 7 straight strikes for Petit after the leadoff walk. 0-1 to Santiago. The active team leader in RBIs is Peyton Williams, is not with the team. He had a couple of home runs against the Threshers when they visited the Blue Jays as Santiago fouls that off of his leg, and the count falls to 0-2. Davion Fry giving him a little bit more time as he waits outside of the batter's box, shaking off the foul off. And now Santiago back in the right-handed box with an 0-2 count. Petit looks to make it 9 straight strikes to end the inning. Hit the other way, and that's 9 straight strikes, but it's a foul wall on the fastball that keeps the count 0-2. Still has not missed the plate after the leadoff walk to Ryan McCarty, who has stayed put on first base, doesn't seem to have any designs to try and grab second. Hall's holding him on, and the 0-2. Hit the other way again. Santiago knows that Petit is throwing strikes, and he is attacking it, fouling off pitch after pitch, with the last 3 heading into foul territory. Fastball upstairs, and the count now 1-2. First time Santiago has taken a pitch, really, this at bat. He has been swing happy for sure. One on and 2 outs. The 1-2 popped up, foul again, as Disson makes a short turn, but that ball lands over the sweets behind home plate on the right field side. Three pitches fouled off with two strikes and still a 1-2 count to Glenn Santiago. On the year, he's hitting 240 with two homers and 20 RBIs, hitting 389 against the Clearwater Threshers, though. This one is hopped over to third base, fielded by Kemp. He'll take the throw to second, and out is the call on Ryan McCarty. Kemp goes for the short way and a 5-4 fielder's choice, and the Threshers end the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. And we'll head to the bottom of the second where Clearwater leads 1-0 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Life, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score in major league tournaments. If you stream your favorite teams live, you will be able to see any tech fans during the watch party. You'll see the number of games, and when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score the rules. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so important. So what are you waiting for?
Our next Teach Dogs night is June 16th. We're all talking to his benefit project club. That is coming to you. You can see the best deal I can say is
Six, seven, eight leading off the second for the Threshers as Rafael Ohashi deals a fastball in there for a called strike to Jordan Vyers. 1-0 lead for the Threshers. Vyers in his first start against Dunedin this series after coming on as a pinch hitter for Otto Kemp in the sixth inning last night. A 1-1 count as the breaking ball misses up and outside. Vyers walked in his only plate appearance as he was replaced in the field by Felix Reyes in the seventh. Ohashi deals fastball low, count 2-1. Vyers working a three-game hit streak, which still counts because a walk is not an official at-bat. 3-for-10 in his last three starts and 4-for-15 over his last six, all of which in which he's reached base. A swing and a miss on a fastball evens the count at 2-2 for the third-round pick back in 2021 out of Rick Reedy High School in Texas. Close to the Frisco area, he grew up attending Frisco Rough Riders minor league games as the fastball misses inside 3-2. Obviously a guy who grew up around the game of baseball his entire life, grew up a Rangers fan, seeing the Rangers AA affiliate close to home just about every night. Payoff pitch, ground ball foul, count still 3-2. And the Rough Riders recently made headlines when they started publicizing their lazy river in the outfield beyond the home run fence. And I know from a couple of friends that work out there that it's a great place to watch a game. Payoff pitch. Vyers pops this one up, drifting into foul territory towards the Threshers dugout. Hernandez loses the mask on the wall. He makes the catch. And a great play behind the plate from Sammy Hernandez retires Vyers with a pop-up in foul territory.
Seven for the Threshers, catcher number 7, Jordan
Disson. Hernandez ran into the padded wall next to the Threshers dugout, colliding his lower body with the green padding part of the base of the wall to get that first down. That'll bring up the Threshers catcher in Jordan Disson, who was 2-for-3 in his last game where he made an at-bat. First pitch misses upstairs, count 1-0. He came on late in the game last night, replacing rehabbing catcher Rafael Marchand. Came on as a defense replacement in the eighth and didn't get an at-bat. Swing and a miss at a slider low, count now 1-1. His family in the house here tonight, sitting pretty close to home plate, so they get a really good eye of what Disson is seeing during the game. 1-1. Fastball just missing. Count 2-1. Disson 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI in the Sunday loss against St. Lucie, one day before he turned 21. The 2-1. Hit the other way, but foul down the right field line, and that evens the count at 2-2. Disson played three games in the last series, went 3-for-10 with two doubles, an RBI, and four walks, now up to 293 with 15 ribbies and a home run on the season. Two balls and two strikes, one out here in the bottom second. Ohashi deals, Disson lets the breaking ball miss upstairs to fill up the count for the second straight at bat. The Threshers really making Ohashi work here in the second inning, already up to 29 pitches, but 17 for strikes as time is called late by Jordan Disson, maybe trying to get in the head of his competitor in Rafael Ohashi. Disson back in the batter's box, a 3-2 count, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. There is strike three. First strikeout of the day for Ohashi, second out in the bottom second for the Threshers, but they're in the lead with a 2-0 advantage. That'll bring up Brian Rincon, the Threshers shortstop, who got a hit in his first at bat and a sacrifice bunt, finishing the day 1-for-3 with a strikeout. Rincon had been in the leadoff spot a couple of times, but now down in the 8-hole, the lowest he has hit all season. Count misses, as now it's 1-0 to Rincon, and the Threshers commonly using that 9-hole second leadoff hitter in Eric Brito, and Rincon might be a candidate for that spot because the 1-2 guys in this Threshers order are two of the fastest players in all the minor leagues. Count 1-1 to Brito now, or to Rincon now, and the pitch. Ground ball right to the first baseman, fielded on a couple of hops by Santiago, flips to Ohashi, and that will retire the side to end the second inning. 3-1 ground out to end the inning for Rincon. Threshers retired in order, and we end the second inning with the Threshers out in front, 1-0 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Line, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Paying off the top of the third for the Blue Jays, second baseman number 41, Luis Garcia.
A cool breeze flowing over Bay Care Ballpark. The Threshers in the top of the third, the 1-0 lead. Jonathan Petit starts off the third with a slider inside to Luis Garcia. Count 1-0. That's pretty cool. I like sliders. And I like the Threshers leading 1-0. 1-0 the count, now 2-0, as the slider misses low to Luis Garcia for a 2-0 count. One of two Blue Jays players who is making his season debut against the Clearwater Threshers. As this one is hit the other way to first base, Hall waits on it, flips it over to Petit, and he makes the tag of the bag for out number one. So Garcia is retired in his first at bat against Clearwater pitching. And now Angel De Rosario, the other guy playing his first game against the Threshers this year, is now up to the plate for Dunedin. De Rosario playing his 12th game of the season. So far, 10 for 36 on the year as he swings and misses at a nasty slider by Jonathan Petit. Count is 0-1. And that ball went from the inside corner to the left-handed batter's box. A nice pitch by Petit. Slider again, missing low this time. Count evens at 1-1. De Rosario, an OPS of 866, two homers and five RBIs in 11 games. As he pops this one up in foul territory, Disson jogs after it, but realizes pretty quickly that that one's destined for the seats. And now the count is 1-2. One out here in the third inning. Threshers lead it 1-0. And they are usually borderline unstoppable when they score first. Fastball missing low. And the count now evens at 2-2 to Angel De Rosario. When the Threshers score first, they are 18-4 in those games. They're also 17-7 in the month of May. 2-2. High chopper over to third. Kemp fields it on a hop, skips and throws to first, and that is the second out of the third inning. So the Threshers have now scored first in 23 of their previous 45 games with wins in 18 of those contests. Looking to make that 19-4 here today. And 22-4 would be their home record if they take this game. But plenty of time left as the slider misses low to Manuel Beltre to make the count 1-0. Petit deals. Beltre swings and misses on a low heater, evening the count at 1-1. The pitch. Chopper over to third, fielded in foul territory by Otto Kemp, and he'll flip the ball into the dugout. Smooth motion by Kemp over at third. Guy who's a really good fielder, both at third base and second, the primary two positions that he played. Now it's a 1-2 count to Beltre. He'll step back into the batter's box, and Petit is set at the mound. Glove at the brim, the 1-2. Fastball on the outside corner, called a strike three. A strikeout looking ends the inning. Four strikeouts for Petit. All of them have been looking, and he keeps the Threshers ahead 1-0 with a 1-2-3 third inning. We'll head to the bottom of the third next on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Bottom of the third inning here at Bay Care Ballpark. Threshers lead it 1-0, and Eric Brito, the number 9 hitter, leading off the bottom of the third. First pitch from Ohashi, swings, and he fouls it off the glove of Sammy Hernandez, count 0-1. And Brito, commonly the number nine hitter with a good amount of speed, and it seems the Threshers continue to employ the second leadoff hitting strategy when they build the lineup. Usually have a good contact hitter with some speed in the nine spot. This one is grounded right to Tucker Thoman at third. He leans and throws over to first base, gets Brito by his step for the first out in the third inning. The most common nine hitters for the Threshers this season have been Eric Brito and Franklin Minietti. Minietti now up with Jersey Shore. And Brito now heading back to the dugout after a ground out to third. That is five straight retired by Ohashi after the RBI single in the first inning by Rincones Jr. That got started by Justin Crawford, who just grounded a breaking ball in foul territory towards the Blue Jays dugout. It's an 0-1 count to Crawford, who drove the second pitch he saw off the left field wall for a leadoff double. 0-1. Breaking ball, count one and one. And Crawford, a guy who can hit just as well to the opposite field than he can to his pull side. But I feel like a lot of his best hits have been those long opposite field off the wall doubles. 1-1, fastball right down Main Street, and the count's one and two. A really strong hitter developing. And this one is chopped over to third, charging his toe man. He picks it up, throws to first base, but not in time. The blinding speed of Justin Crawford turns him into two for two on the day as he beats down an infield hit with one out in the third inning. So, big leadoff first from Crawford. He had a stolen base last night to make him the second player in the Florida State League with 20, and he's picked off at first base. So, Hashi too quick on the turnaround, and Justin Crawford is picked off for the second out in the third inning. There are two players with 20 or more stolen bases in the Florida State League. Now three, as Seth Stevenson of Lakeland has got his 20th stolen base last night as well. First pitch to Boyd, and that hits him. And he'll head over to first base on the two-out hit-by pitch. So the only thing the Threshers lose is an out. Boyd appears to be all right after just a surprise hit by a pitch there. Crawford picked off at first, two outs, but there's an equally fast runner now on first base for the Threshers in Omarion Boyd. Boyd, the leader in stolen bases with 24. Crawford and Stevenson tied with 20 stolen bases, second in the league. Boyd, 24 for 31 in stolen base attempts, and now Derek Hall up at the plate to try and drive the quick runner home. Fastball right down Main Street, and the count is 0-1. Hall flying out to right his last time up. That makes him 2-5 on his two-game rehab stint. 0-1. Boyd stays put in the breaking ball, just misses outside. Count 1-1. Hall played for the Threshers for parts of the 2018 season. A guy who got his jump to the big leagues in 2022. As Boyd slides in safely, avoiding the pickoff attempt. Back in 2017 and 18, Hall spent 55 games here in Clearwater, slugging percentage of .538 with 13 homers and 40 RBI. Boyd's off to second. The pitch is in for a strike. A bouncing throw in time as Boyd gets the tag on the back leg. He does not like the call by Alex Lawry, and he says that he was on the base before the runner got tagged out, and now Marty Malloy is out to have a chat with Alex Lawry because he agrees with Boyd as well. But both teams have gone back to their dugouts, and the Threshers are beginning to take the field here. Not sure what can be done to overturn that because challenges are limited to balls and strikes. So Malloy will take the gear from Omarion Boyd, and both will head back to the dugout. Threshers get a pickoff and a caught stealing to end the third inning. And Clearwater still leads it 1-0 as we head into the fourth inning. Stops
newsletter at liberalhills.com. Instructions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans,
introducing Valley Line, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards.
Top of the fourth inning, Jonathan Petit back out for the Threshers, and a first pitch fastball misses low to Jaden Rudd to lead off the top of the fourth. Threshers still in front by a score of 1-0, thanks to an RBI single by Gabe Rincones Jr. back in the first. It's 2-0 now as the fastball misses outside. Rudd 0-for-1 on the day, struck out looking in the first inning. 235 average with two homers and 10 ribbies this year. Fastball hits the glove past the outside corner, and that makes the count 3-0. What a member of the Great Britain team in the World Baseball Classic earlier this year. 3-0 pitch, fastball, get me over, and that makes the count 3-1. Pitch. Ball four, and Jaden Rudd is on with another leadoff walk. Second time the leadoff batter has walked for Dunedin. Second walk of the game for the Clearwater Threshers pitching staff, a.k.a. Jonathan Petit. But some action beginning in the Threshers bullpen. And a check back over to first base. Toman is at the plate, and now Jaden Rudd is safe on first. Toman has a 1-0 count, another strikeout victim of Jonathan Petit back in the first inning. Rudd's off to second. The pitch is outside. The throw is on the line for Jordan Disson. An absolute bullet to take Jaden Rudd off the base pass. The Threshers got a couple guys picked off and caught stealing, and now they do the same to Jaden Rudd and the Dunedin Blue Jays. He has 8 stolen bases on now 10 attempts as Rudd is picked off for the second time this year. 2-0 now to Toman. Hit the other way, foul for the first strike. Count 2-1. So one gone in the fourth. The leadoff walk eliminated by the caught stealing. And Petit now set. 2-1. And that misses low. Count 3-1 on the changeup. 53 pitches for Petit. 33 for strikes. Now Jonathan sets at the brim. He deals. Toman hits this deep out into left center field. Crawford going back. Boyd next to him. They almost collide, but Justin Crawford makes the catch in left center field, a step in front of the warning track. Good communication by the two quick outfielders, and Crawford avoids a collision to make a catch. I don't think I've ever seen someone so polished as a fielder in the single A level. Justin Crawford just looking smooth, reading where the ball is going and running such great routes every single time. So two gone now in the fourth. First pitch misses low and inside to Ryan McCarty, who was the first Blue Jay to get a leadoff walk back in the second inning. Now it's 1-0. Fastball inside, 2-0. McCarty still perfect at the plate in this series. He came on to replace Santiago Espinal in the sixth inning. Doubled and singled in his two plate appearances last night, and now he's one miss away from the second walk. Fastball outside makes the count 3-0 on Ryan McCarty as Petit takes a little bit extra time getting set on the hill. Petit's now set from the stretch, 5 on the clock, the 3-0 pitch. A fastball on the inside part of the plate does the trick and gets the first strike of the at-bat. 3-1 count to McCarty. 1-0 lead for the Threshers in the top of the fourth inning with two outs. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. The fastball right down the pipe, and McCarty can't touch it as the count now full at 3-2. Middle of the field looking relatively open for McCarty. And the payoff pitch, he lets it go, and it's a called strike three. Fastball on the outside corner, and Petit has five strikeouts looking, including a second straight inning ending with a punch out on the corner. Threshers retire the side in order after a cop stealing on the leadoff walk. And we have a 1-0 lead for the Threshers heading into the bottom of the fourth. Derek Hall, the leadoff man in the bottom of the fourth inning, as he takes the first pitch upstairs for ball one from Rafael Ohashi. It was a 1-1 count on Hall when Boyd was caught at second base, and now it's a 1-0 leading off the bottom four. Hall hits this one into the air out to deep left center field. That's going to settle in the gap, and it one-hop the wall. Hall is going to stand up at second base with a double as he sends one out to left center field, his third hit of the rehab stint, and first that went for extra bases. The Threshers now have four hits on the day, with two of them going for extra bases. A leadoff double in the first and a leadoff double here in the fourth. Justin Crawford was driven in by the man at the plate right now in Gabe Rincones Jr. Rincones, one for one with that RBI single, as Ohashi got him to a 2-0 count, and Rincones delivered. Now Ohashi delivers, and this one is grounded right to the second baseman, Garcia. He shuffles over to first and makes the out as Derek Hall advances to third base. One pitch, one out to Rincones Jr., and now Otto Kemp trying to bring the third base runner home. Hall, not great speed, and the infield drawn in. So a deeper sacrifice fly or a base hit will be needed by Kemp here. And that it might be. Deep into center field goes Kemp. Rudd back. He's underneath it. And there's not going to be a play at home. The throw is cut off at second base by Garcia. And Derek Hall comes home on Kemp's 19th RBI of the season. A sacrifice fly that makes it 2-0 Threshers, but puts two outs in the fourth inning. So small ball doing the trick for Clearwater as Hall moved from second to third on a ground ball and then from third to home on a sacrifice fly. 19 ribbies on the season for Kemp, his first of this series. And now Jordan Viers is at the plate with two outs in the bottom fourth inning. 0-1 now to Viers as Ohashi has now allowed two runs to the Threshers here in this delayed Wednesday night. Viers bounces this one off a home plate, and that brings the count down to 0-2. Viers 0-1, popped up into foul territory to the catcher Sammy Hernandez back in the second inning. Took that one to a full count. Now he's behind in the count 0-2. Ohashi, glove up to the mouth. He kicks and deals. Fastball up and away, count 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on base to Vyers as Ohashi deals. Vyers bounces this one over to first, and it lands in foul territory. Takes a weird hop off the dirt for Glenn Santiago. Count will stay at 1-2. Threshers have a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And it's a 1-2 count to Jordan Vyers. The 1-2. Outside corner, called strike three, and Jordan Vyers is down on strikes. Just the second strikeout of the night for Rafael Ohashi. But the Threshers get themselves another run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left. And it's 2-0 Clearwater as we head into the fifth.
Next is
First pitch of the fifth inning is fouled off by Sammy Hernandez, and he's got a new pitcher that he's working against, Seth Nightingale, on the mound for the first time in over a month in his first professional season. 0-1 as the fastball runs inside, count 1-1. Petit will not get a decision. No hits, no runs, two walks, and five strikeouts in four innings of work. A solid third start of the season brings the scoreless streak up to seven straight frames here at BayCare Ballpark. A 1-2 count now to Hernandez. He swings and misses on an outdoor breaking ball by Nightingale. Sinker, slider, and a cutter for the right-hander out of the University of Mount Olive. Hernandez taking a quick timeout. As Nightingale, in his first pro season, signed by the Phillies back in February of this year. 1-2. Drilled by Hernandez deep in a left field, but it's foul. And the count will stay 1-2. Just a little bit early on the curveball on the inside part of the plate. So still a 1-2 to the catcher Hernandez, who is 0-1 with a fly out to right field. Nightingale, the kick and the pitch. Inside, and that hit Hernandez on the hand, just grazing it. And the Blue Jays have a leadoff runner for the second straight inning. Hit by a pitch is Hernandez, and that will bring up Roque Salinas. Hernandez has classic catcher speed. Not a big threat to steal over at first base as the first pitch to Salinas runs inside on the heater. Count 1-0. Hernandez has yet to attempt a stolen base in his now two-year minor league career, played seven games in the Florida Complex League last year. And now the pitch to Salinas, in on the ground a second, flipped with a glove to Brito, on to first, double play. Eric Brito and Brian Rincon, another highlight reel twin killing as Brito kept the ball in his glove before he sent it to Brian Rincon. Bang, bang, 4-6-3, double play, and just like that, the leadoff man is off the base paths. Two gone in the fifth, and Nightingale in line for what would be his third victory in his fourth appearance of his minor league career. 1-0 count now to Santiago as the breaking ball misses. Nightingale, the 1-0 pitch. Slider outside, and the count now 2-0. Graduated from the University of Mount Olive, also played some college ball at the University of Charleston, so some D2 powerhouses for Nightingale. This one is grounded, a diving stop to third at Kemp, on to first, what a play! Otto Kemp continuing the line of web gems in the infield and a spectacular frame of defense by the Clearwater Threshers. The dugouts going nuts, Seth Nightingale's clapping, and Clearwater's defense keeps everything clean in the fifth. We're at the halfway point of this Wednesday night ball game. The Threshers lead it 2-0 here at Bay Care Ballpark. So after one of the best defensive innings I think I've ever seen, Jordan Disson comes up to the plate to lead off the bottom of the fifth. 7-8-9 for Clearwater, and they lead it 2-0 against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Light sprinkles coming down here at Bay Care Ballpark, but certainly not enough to stop this train. Ohashi still on the mound for Dunedin. And here comes the first pitch to Disson. Swing and a miss on a slider makes the count 0-1. Ohashi in his fifth inning of work, as Dunedin really just stretches out their starters as much as possible. 0-1, fouled away by Disson, and that one rolls behind home plate to make the count 0-2. The 0-2. Slider outside, and Hernandez likes the pitch, but not enough to be called a strike by Davion Fry. Good eye by Disson to keep make the count 1-2 and keep the at-bat alive. The 1-2. Breaking ball outside again. Disson staying composed in the batter's box and evening up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. He was a strikeout victim back in the second inning. Now the 2-2. Slider low, and Disson works the count from 0-2 to 3-2. As behind as you can get, and now the count is full to the leadoff man in the fifth for the Threshers. Ohashi, the 3-2 pitch. Slider outside, ball 4, and the patience pays off for Jordan Disson. Doesn't see a pitch he likes, and he gets 4 straight balls after 2 swings. and heads over to first base with a free pass. That'll bring up Brian Rincon, who grounded out to first in his only other at-bat, so he's 0-for-1. He had a home run against Dunedin back in Dunedin. Started a hit streak that ended with a player of the week nod as he fouls that one right below the broadcast booth on a bunt pop-up to make it 0-1. Trying to get another sacrifice bunt. We saw him with one last night, moving the speedy Omarion Boyd to second, and now Tucker Thoman is pinched in over at third base, expecting another sack bunt. This one is roped into left center field, and that could be extra bases. Rincon sprinting towards second, Disson's on third, sliding into second safely is Brian Rincon. The throw goes all the way behind home plate, and it's picked up by Ohashi on the backup. So after a bunt pop-up, Brian Rincon sends a double into right center field, and the first two are on and in scoring position for the Threshers here in the fifth. Third double of the day for Clearwater, and every time the Threshers have hit a double, that man has scored. If that's the case, the Threshers would be up 4-0. They currently lead it 2-0 with 5 hits on the day. Now Eric Brito's up with a drawn-in infield as he pops this one up the other way into right field. Could be deep enough for Disson, tailing towards the tarp, but it won't matter as the ball hits the netting before it ricochets back into foul territory. So it's an 0-1 count for Brito, who grounded out to third his last time up. Went 1-for-3 last night. And, oh, I'm looking at the wrong banner. Excuse me. I think he still went 1-for-3. No, he went 1-for-4 last night, but did have an RBI and a run scored. Also stole his 12th base of the season. Drawn in infield and an 0-1 to Brito. He hits it again the other way. A pop-up into right, going after it and letting it hit the netting for a second time is Roque Salinas. 0-2 count now to Brito. Threshers lead it 2-0 with 2 on and nobody out. It's Rincon on second, Disson on third, as the cowbell playing from the video board. So now it's an 0-2 to Brito. Infield is in for Dunedin. Catcher sets up on the outside. 0-2 pitch. Brito bounces this one high in the air and in foul territory down the third base line. Tucker Thoman making the play in foul territory, and that's 3 straight pitches fouled off by Eric Brito. O2 to Brito after another foul ball with 2 strikes. Nobody out and 2 on. The pitch. Foul tipped and it is not caught by Sammy Hernandez. Looks like it got him maybe below the belt as he's going to take some time to walk it off. And I think that hit him in an uncomfortable place. So Hernandez is going to take his time getting back behind home plate, just getting himself stretched out before he returns behind home. It's an 0-2 count to Eric Brito still. Threshers lead it 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning, and they have Brian Rincon on second and Jordan Disson with 2 runners in scoring position here. So Brito back, Hernandez still taking his time as he's right next to Davion Fry behind home plate, but now he'll get back in his crouch and get set for an 0-2 to Brito. Infield still drawn in with men on second and third. Ohashi set, 9 on the pitch clock, he deals. Brito hammers this one, but it's foul down the third base line. Absolutely crushed the curveball, but the count remains 0-2 as he was a little bit early on it. 3 straight pitches fouled off with 2 strikes as all 5 pitches in this at-bat have been fouled away by Eric Brito. 0-2 again. Swing and a miss. There's strike 3. Fastball on the outside corner is Ohashi's third K of the day. And now that brings up the leadoff man who is having quite the start to this series. 2 for 2 today, 5 for 7 in this series, with 3 doubles and 4 runs scored, as well as an RBI. He's got a chance to do some major damage if he gets on base again. First pitch to Crawford, fouled away off the end of the bat. That one goes back to the backstop, and the count is 0-1. Still Disson on third, Rincon on second, and the infield remains drawn in for the Dunedin Blue Jays. 0-1 to Crawford as Ohashi kicks and deals. Hit on the ground, underneath the glove of the second baseman into right field for a base hit. One run scores, and Rincon is held up at third base. It's 3-0 Threshers as Justin Crawford has 3 hits for the second straight day. This time it's an RBI single, and the Threshers' lead is now 3-0 with great speed on first and also really good speed on third, and Amarion Boyd up at the plate. Boyd was hit by a pitch his last time up, and this looks like he'll be facing a new pitcher, as I believe that's Donnie Murphy coming to the mound for the Dunedin Blue Jays. 2 on and 1 out, 1 run already across for the Threshers, as the entire infield in on a mound meeting with Rafael Ohashi. But it doesn't look like he's going to be taken out just yet. While the mound meeting continues, let's take a look around the Phillies system. One final already, as Jersey Shore is currently in their second game of a doubleheader with Brooklyn. The Blue Claws took the first one by a 9-3 margin at home. Lehigh Valley trailing 2-0 to the Yankees AAA affiliate in Scranton Wilkes Barre. This one, though, a home game in Allentown, just 2 hits through the first 7 innings and a 2-run lead for the Scranton Rail Riders. They lead it 2-0. Reading fell to New Hampshire 6-2 up north in the home of the Fisher Cats. First pitch is not thrown home to Amarion Boyd. It's actually a pickoff attempt that is unsuccessful with Jordan Crawford at the plate. So now the count is still 0-0 to Boyd. No pitch yet. Crawford takes a leadoff first. Breaking ball bouncing in the right-handed batter's box and scooped up by Hernandez to make the count 0-1. Rincon on third. Disson came home to score on the RBI single from Justin Crawford. It's 3-0 Threshers, the 1-0 count and 1 out here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Slider on the outside part of the plate, and that makes the count 1-1. Ohashi remaining on the mound for Dunedin. There is some action, however, in both bullpens. It looks like warming up for the Blue Jays is Lizardo Estrada. Boyd sends this into right center field. Coming on is Rudd. He makes the catch, and Rincon is off for home. The throw is way offline and bounces over home plate underneath the glove of Ohashi. The errant throw sends Crawford to second, but it's a sacrifice fly for Amarion Boyd. That makes it 4-0 Threshers. So 2 sacrifice flies in the game now, and the Threshers' lead is now 4-0 on Dunedin, as Boyd gets his 11th ribby of the season. So Crawford now at second base, 2 outs, and Derek Hall at the plate. As time is called by Hall, he'll take some time out of the box. Hall 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. He scored on an Otto Kemp sacrifice fly. Jaden Rudd ended up catching both of them. Actually, it was Salinas who caught the one just now, and it was his error that sent Crawford to second base. Hall back in the batter's box, left on right matchup, as Crawford takes a short lead off second base, being held on by Beltre. Hit the other way, foul by Hall. Count is 0-1. Hall has been a minor leaguer in the Phillies system since 2016. Now 661 career minor league games for Hall, who was a 14th round pick out of Dallas Baptist back in 2016. Same university where Cole Moore attended a couple years later. But DBU, a minor league and major league powerhouse of a school. 0-1, popped up foul behind home plate. That's going to go over my head and make the count 0-2 to Derek Hall. A light mist of a rain descending on Bay Care Ballpark. Certainly not enough to stop the game or even keep many of the fans from leaving their seats. Hoods up and ponchos on, though, for most of the ones that are out in the open with the light rain here at Bay Care Ballpark. 74 pitches will be thrown after this one by Ohashi. 0-2, Hall on the line, foul down the first base side. So Ohashi now on the cusp of 75 pitches with 74 thrown. 51 have been for strikes, including four balls fouled away by Derek Hall in this at-bat. Threshers have four runs on six hits, two of those runs here in the fifth inning. 0-2, inside fastball, and pitch number 75 misses for ball number one. Back to second base, but not in time is Justin Crawford as the pickoff throw goes to Manuel Beltre. And Justin Crawford is picked off for the second time today. So the Threshers put up two runs. Hall's going to lead off the sixth inning. Two runs for the Threshers on two hits, one error, and no one left. And the lead is now 4-0 Clearwater heading into the sixth with a new pitcher coming out of the Threshers' pen.
Have you heard the news? The Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit threshersbaseball.com for more information.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitchers, because if we strike out seven or more batters in any home game, you get a free taco. Eyes on the video board after that seventh strikeout for a promo code. Download the Team Wanna Flats app and get your tickets now on threshersbaseball.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8. There's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Pitcher number three on for the Threshers, John Henriquez, making his 13th appearance of the season. Three straight scoreless innings, including his sixth win of the year, back on Wednesday against the St. Lucie Mets. He's got the bottom of the Dunedin order with Luis Garcia starting off the fifth. Fastball outside makes the count 1-0. Fastball is one of four pitches that Henriquez offers, a changeup, slide-up, and a slider, and a cutter as well. Henriquez, the 1-0, hit the other way into the netting. Count is now even at 1-1. Garcia grounded a first his last time up, and Seth Nightingale in line for the victory after tossing a scoreless inning in his first outing since April 23rd. Two consecutive scoreless innings dating back to that last outing. And Henriquez now has a 2-1 count on Luis Garcia after the breaking ball missed to make the count 2-1. Righty Henriquez leads the league with six wins as he gets a swing and a miss from Garcia. Now evens the count at 2-2. Threshers lead it 4-0, two runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Run in the first and fourth as well. Now it's a 2-2 to Garcia. Henriquez deals. 2-2, flared out into shallow center field. Crawford on the run, the sliding play, and the catch is made. Justin Crawford with another web gem for the Threshers, and they have had some spectacular defense. The last four outs have been recorded by a phenomenal double play, a diving stop over at third, and now a sliding catch from Justin Crawford leading off the sixth inning. Remarkable defense for the top defensive team in the Florida State League. First pitch, a fastball upstairs to Angel De Rosario, and that makes the count 1-0. We'll see what kind of web gem the Threshers defense can cook up here in this inning. Now the 1-0. Hit the other way into right field. On the run is Rincones, and he stops short before he makes the grab for the second out of the inning. So a pretty pedestrian but simple play for Gabe Rincones Jr., especially when compared to the way the last four outs were made. Just some absolutely spectacular plays in the outfield. First pitch to Manuel Beltre is a breaking ball in there for a called strike one. Count is 0-1 from the leader in wins in the entire Florida State League. John Henriquez, a 6-0 record, the best in the league. This is hit on a line out to left center field. Boyd going back. He reaches up and he makes the catch. Two steps in front of the warning track. And the Blue Jays have three flyouts, one to each field, for a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Justin Crawford highlights the defense with a sliding catch out in center, and the Threshers have a 4-0 lead as we head into the bottom of the sixth inning.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Our next Beach Dogs night is June 16th, where all dog tickets benefit Project Pup, Pets Uplifting People. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Baycare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly
Five innings gone for Rafael Ohashi. It is now the bottom of the sixth inning, and we've got a new pitcher for the Blue Jays, Lazaro Estrada, making his first appearance of the series, facing off against Derek Hall. First pitch fastball right down Broadway, makes the count 0-1. Hall was at bat to lead off the last three innings, as the 0-1 in there for called strike two. He was at the plate in the third inning with two outs, and Boyd got caught stealing at second. He led off the fourth with a double, and now he faces an 0-2 count. Fastball misses outside, count 1-2. He was at bat with two outs in the fifth inning after a Marion Boyd sacrifice fly, and then Justin Crawford was caught at second base. So now he leads off the sixth as he fouls that one back into the netting, count 1-2. Estrada making his 12th relief appearance of the year. 2.95 ERA in 21 and a third inning, 17 hits, 7 runs, 5 walks, and 28 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 218 against the right-hander. 1-2. Hit on the ground to second, fielded by Garcia on the run to first, makes the flip back to Estrada, who covers the bag for the first out of the sixth inning. So Hall now 1-for-3 in his rehab start. Unclear if that's going to be his last at bat here in the sixth. as Rafael Marchand, who was in the field last night, was taken out after he drove in his final run in the seventh inning. So around that time where we might see a change at first base for the Threshers. The first baseman on the bench are Chad Castillo, Felix Reyes, and Cole Moore. Rincones Jr. pops the first pitch up foul down the left field line. Count is 0-1. He drove in a run with a base hit back in the first. That was the go-ahead run, and the Threshers added three more for insurance since. It's 4-0 Threshers, an 0-1 count to Rincones Jr., who's 1-for-2 on the day. Estrada set at the belt, and the kick in the pitch, 0-1. Rincones lets it go, and it's a fastball on the outside part of the plate for a called strike number two. O-2. Hit the other way by Rincones. That's into left field for a leadoff base hit. One out in the sixth inning, and Rincones has his second hit of the night. Two singles for Dave, and now he's in stealing base territory. He had a steal, but the pitch was fouled off before it could count. 17 swipes in 20 attempts for Gabe Rincones Jr.
Now that brings up Otto Kemp,
who is 0-for-1 with a sacrifice fly back in the fourth. We'll see if Rincones decides to run. As he does. First pitch misses for a ball. Rincones sliding underneath the tag, and the throw's knocked out of the glove of Luis Garcia. And Rincones Jr. is on second base with his 18th stolen base of the season. Looked like when Garcia got the tag on Rincones, the ball just popped right out of his glove. So Gabriel is safe at second base, and it's a 1-0 count to Otto Kemp. Another runner in scoring position for the Threshers. They have a 4-0 advantage with one out and a man on second in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rincones takes a short lead off second base, and time is called by Sammy Hernandez. Rincones certainly a threat to steal third. Marty Malloy is pointing to him just to get his attention. We'll see if he tries to come to the third base bag. It's a 1-0 to Kemp, who had his 19th RBI his last time up on a sac fly. 1-0 hit in the air out to deep center field. Could be enough to tag Rincones. Rudd comes in on it, and Gabe is off to third as the ball gets underneath the glove of Jaden Rudd. The throw rolls to short. Rincones on the way home slides in safely with a run scored. Likely going to be an error on Rudd, but the Threshers take a 5-0 lead, and Otto Kemp is on second base. Looked to be a textbook flyout into center field. And Gabe Rincones was already tagging. He just kept on running and made it home as the Threshers get their fifth run of the game. It is an error on the center fielder that scored Rincones Jr. and put Kemp on to second base. So swapping runners in scoring position and a 5-0 lead for Clearwater. They've scored in each of the last three frames. Viers takes an outside fastball to make the count 1-0. So Kemp 0-for-2, but he's reached on an error here in the sixth. The 1-0. Viers lets the fastball go, and it's outside again. Count 2-0. Left-on-right matchup. Estrada shakes off Hernandez. Now he's set. 5 on the pitch clock. He looks at Kemp on second and fires home. Breaking ball over the heart of the plate, and that makes the count 2-1. Byers 0-for-2, struck out looking in his last at-bat to end the fourth. Also popped out in foul territory. Two-one count now to Byers. Swing and a miss. Fastball cracking the outside corner, and the count is 2-2. Byers, 183 average on the year, 3 homers and 11 RBIs. His last RBI came against St. Lucie, trading doubles with Gabe Rincones Jr. as Byers hits this one rolling off the netting and banks off the window just to the left of me. I've never seen that before. There are cables that hold the netting up behind home plate, and that ball lifted over the netting, rolled on the cables, and into the window next to my broadcast booth. Still a 2-2 count to Viers. The Threshers lead 5-0. Kemp on second with one out in the bottom six. The pitch outside, and the fastball fills up the count at 3-2 to Jordan Viers. First full count since the leadoff man Jordan Disson walked in the fifth inning. Viers looking for a similar fate. A man on second base, a well-placed single or a double would score Kemp. Payoff pitch. Hitting to right field. That's going to go for extra bases, rolling into the corner. Viers waved around, heading to second as Kemp will score easily. Viers going in on a slide to second base, and he's in there with a double. It's an unearned run as Kemp scores, but Jordan Viers is now on second base with a double. RBI number 12 on the season for Jordan, and the Threshers lead is 6-0 here in the sixth inning. Still one out, and still a man in scoring position for Clearwater. That'll bring up Jordan Disson, who walked and scored back in the fifth. The Threshers have put up two runs in each of the past two innings, at least one in each of the past three. One on, one out for Disson as the breaking ball misses outside to the Threshers' catcher, count 1-0. Disson walked and scored as he led off the fifth inning, came home on an RBI single by Justin Crawford. He's 0-1 on the day, struck out in the second. The 1-0. Disson lets it go. Breaking ball in there for a called strike one, evening the count at one apiece. Disson has been quite patient at the plate today. Both at bats, he made a full count. Now it's a 1-1 count. Viers taking a short lead off second, as Disson chops one foul behind home plate to make it 1-2. The second baseman Garcia is holding Viers on. Viers has three stolen bases in three attempts, and he's more a base stealer on just base running intelligence rather than speed. Downhill try and steal third, but with this Threshers squad, anything can happen. One ball, two strikes to Disson. Estrada looks over at second, and the 1-2. Disson drills this deep into left center field. Going after it is DeRosario, and he hits it off his glove. That ball's going to reach the wall as Viers is going to round third and score. Disson will stand up at second, and another guy comes to second for Clearwater, and a run comes home. 7-0 Threshers, and they're piling it on here in the sixth. Not sure if that's going to be a hit or an error, but if it's a hit, which it looks like it is, yes. RBI double by Jordan Disson, and it's 7-0 the lead for the Threshers, and out comes the pitching coach, Corey Riordan, for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Back-to-back doubles, and Disson now has RBI number 16. Four straight runners have reached base for the Threshers after Derek Hall grounded out to lead off this sixth inning. A single and a stolen base for Gabe Rincones Jr. scored on an error off the bat of Otto Kemp. He reached second on Rudd's error, and then back-to-back RBI doubles with Viers and Disson trading two baggers to give the Threshers a 7-0 lead. Three runs across already on three hits and an error here in the sixth. And there's still just one out. Disson's got good speed over at second base, and Brian Rincon had another double for the Threshers back in the fifth inning. He ended up scoring on the sacrifice fly from Omarion Boyd. Rincon lets the first pitch go. Curveball catches the outside part of the plate, but it misses. Count 1-0. 7-0. Clearwater has three runs already in this sixth inning. Estrada looks at second, and scampering back is Disson. Good communication from the Threshers' dugout. He's being held on by Manuel Beltre, the shortstop, as the second baseman Garcia has his heels on the right field grass and the lefty shift to the switch-hitting Brian Rincon. The righty Estrada deals the 1-0. Fastball misses below the zone. Count 2-0. Threshers, 7 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors for the Dunedin Blue Jays in a 7-0 lead for Clearwater. Rincon awaits the 2-0. Estrada deals. Fastball upstairs. Unsuccessful frame job by Hernandez makes the count 3-0. And Estrada not finding the strike zone after he has been pretty centrally located with most of his pitches. A full count to Byers back earlier this inning. And a pitch he ended up doubling on. And now a 3-0 to Rincon. The pitch, fastball outside, ball 4. That's 5 straight base runners for the Threshers. And now they've got 2 on and 1 out for the number 9 hitter in Eric Brito. For the Threshers, it's just their second walk in this game. Ohashi had one in the 5th inning. He's in line for the loss, allowing 4 runs all earned on 6 hits with the 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. Estrada already with the 1 walk, but no K's just yet. Eric Brito hoping to keep it that way. 5 straight have reached for the Threshers. They've put 3 across here in the 6th. Brito swings and misses an outdoor heater. Count 0 and 1. Brito 0 for 2 on the day with a strikeout in his last at-bat. Rincon on first, Disson on second. 0-1, fastball low, count 1 and 1. Brito on the year has been one of the more consistent hitters for the Threshers, coming off of an 0-for-8 series, though, in St. Lucie. 252 average with 2 homers and 17 ribbies. 1-1, fastball outside, and that makes the count 2-1. That was the only series where Brito failed to reach base with a hit, but he's been on in the past 3 games that he's played with 2 walks. And hit in the last game. 2-1, hit the other way and foul. Count 2-2. Excuse me. 2-2 count to Brito. 2 on and 1 out for the Threshers here in the bottom of the 6th inning. 7-0 is the lead against the division rival Blue Jays. We'll have a Florida State League score update next inning because we are in the playoff push. The Threshers in pole position looking for that first round, that first half clinching. Brito holds up the swing as the slider misses outside. Count fills up at 3-2. 6.5 games in first place ahead of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Dunedin tied for third, back 8.5 games from the Threshers. Bradenton is currently tied at 1 against Tampa. They are tied with Dunedin. Payoff pitch, fouled away by Brito. He lobs that into the sweeps, and that landed just below. Be a souvenir for some kids on the concourse. Still a full count to Brito. 2 on and 1 out. The Threshers' lead is 7-0. Estrada takes a deep breath, looks over to second. 3 on the pitch clock. Now 2 and the pitch. Brito inside outs the fastball, and it goes the other way. Foul. Right near the same spot where we hit the last one, just this one going a bit higher. Three balls, 2 strikes to Brito. Estrada deals. Brito swings and misses. And that is the first punch out of the day for Lazaro Estrada. 2 gone here in the 6th. 3 runs have come home already. And the Threshers bring up the top of the order. And another mound visit. This one may be the end of the day for Lazaro Estrada. And Crawford going back to the dugout makes it seem like it is. So Estrada only in the game for 2/3 of an inning. And the Blue Jays make another call to the bullpen. Second relief pitcher coming in for Dunedin. Crawford trying to extend the inning with 2 outs.
If you want a t-shirt, you know what you gotta do. Make some noise. We just heard all y'all on the upper deck screaming a minute ago. Come on, do better than that. sleepy now. Let's go. There it is. Oh, I'm sad. I'm going up on the number. Come on over here, love me. What you got?
Harry Rutkowski, the lefty on to face the lefty Justin Crawford. Third pitcher of the game for Dunedin. Crawford lets the breaking ball go, and it's a called strike number one to the Threshers' leadoff man, who's 3-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI. Rutkowski making his third appearance against the Threshers, first Dunedin pitcher to reach that mark this season. 2 2/3 innings pitched, 3 hits and 4 runs allowed, and a 1-0 record. Breaking ball missing outside, and the count's 1-1 as Sammy Hernandez goes diving in the dirt to try and keep the ball from reaching the backstop. Still 2 on and 1 and 2 outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Threshers lead it 7-0. Disson on second and Rincon on first. Now Rutkowski deals. Fastball outside, and the count now 2-1 to Justin Crawford. 3-for-5 last night, 3-for-3 on the day. And now it's 2-1 to Crawford. Rutkowski deals. Hit the other way by Crawford into the left field for a base hit. That one careens off the wall and gets away from the left fielder De Rosario. Rincon's waved around third as Disson scored, and Crawford stands up at third base with a triple. 4-for-4 for Justin Crawford. 3 RBIs and a run scored, and a new career high with a 4-hit day for last year's first-round pick. It's a 2-run triple, and the Threshers lead it 9-0 in a record-setting day for Justin Crawford. Now all 9 hitters have come up in this 6th inning, and it's 9-0 Threshers on the 2 RBI 3-bagger from Justin Crawford. Omarion Boyd has driven in a run already today, a high chopper foul off the plate as the count now 0-1. A sacrifice fly in the 5th, he was hit by a pitch in the 3rd. Overall, Boyd is 0-for-1 with an RBI. 11 ribbies on the season now for the Threshers left fielder. The 0-1, fastball up and away, count even a 1-1. Five runs in the frame for Clearwater. Their highest in a single inning is 7, set back in Tampa. Boyd hits it high in the air, foul down the right field side, count now 1-2. Also happened against St. Lucie here at BayCare Ballpark on the 29th. 1-2. Way upstairs on the heater. Count 2-2. Threshers have also scored 6 runs in an inning once or twice before. So their third highest mark in a single frame with 5 runs scored so far in the 6th. 2 outs and a great runner on third base in Justin Crawford. 2-2. Chopper down the third baseline, fielded by Toman. Throw to first base in time to prevent the run from scoring. And the Threshers send all 9 men up to the plate in the 6th. And the inning is over on the 5-3 ground out. So Derek Hall to lead off the seventh again. The Threshers put five runs across in the sixth inning. All of them will be charged to Harry Rutkowski. Five runs, three earned. The Threshers get four hits with one error and one man left on base. They're up 9-0 as we head into the seventh. Rudd looks like he went around on the first pitch of the seventh by John Henriquez. It's a 9-0 lead for the Threshers. 0-1, now 1-1, count to Jaden Rudd. Rudd walked in the fourth, struck out to end the first. So he's 0-1 on the day. Rudd was also caught stealing back in that fourth inning. Now the 1-1. Fastball low and in, count 2-1. Henriquez in his second inning of work. It's likely that Nightingale's in line for the victory, a 1-2-3 inning, partly thanks to some spectacular fielding plays. Now a 2-1 to Rudd. Fastball upstairs, 3-1. Rudd, Toman, and McCarty, the due up for the Dunedin Blue Jays in the seventh. The Threshers, 9 runs on 10 hits, leading the way with nobody out here in the seventh inning. Henriquez deals, Rudd holds up, and it's the third walk of the day for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Top of the seventh, all three walks have been to the leadoff batter. All base runners for Dunedin have been the first man up in an inning. Ryan McCarty, who's up at the plate next, led off the second with a walk. Tucker Toman's 0-2, and he pops this one up into shallow left field. Kemp ranging backwards next to the foul line and left, and he makes the catch for the first out in the seventh inning. That'll bring up Ryan McCarty, who had a leadoff walk as the first base runner of the game in the second inning. In the fourth inning, that was the next base runner for Dunedin, Jaden Rudd had his first walk of the game to lead off the frame. He then led off the seventh inning with a walk after Sammy Hernandez, who's in the hole now for Dunedin, was hit by a pitch by Seth Nightingale from the first at-bat of the fifth inning. It's now an 0-1 count to McCarty as the fastball is in there for a strike from Henriquez. McCarty, 2 dingers and 12 ribbies this season with a .240 average. Fastball inside, and that evens the count at 1-1. Rudd might be more hesitant to try and steal a base this time after he was caught by Jordan Disson back in the fourth. He's 8-for-10 on the year in stolen base attempts. 1-1, swing and a miss. A fastball again by Henriquez and the count's 1-2. That is really his primary pitch. As I previously mentioned, Henriquez a 4-pitch arsenal, but it is a steady diet of fastballs, mainly from the second-year man out of the Dominican Republic. The breaking ball gets up and away from Disson, rolling back to the backstop, and the first wild pitch of the ballgame for either side puts Jaden Rudd on second base. So it's a 2-2 count to Ryan McCarty, And for the first time today, the Dunedin Blue Jays have a man on second. McCarty never made it past first. Rudd was caught stealing in the fourth. Hernandez was taken out on a double play as McCarty fouls this one over the Diamond Cafe Club, or the Diamond Club Cafe, excuse me, out in right field. Count is 2-2, and Henriquez has now thrown 20 pitches with 11 strikes. Rudd takes a big lead off second base, no one really holding him on. 2-2, curve ball missing upstairs, and the count runs full at 3-2. One out here in the seventh, 9-0 the lead for the Threshers. 10 hits for Clearwater. I'm not going to say how many for Dunedin. Here's the payoff. Hit the other way. Fouled by McCarty. And the count will remain full. After this at bat, we'll have a Florida State League scoreboard coming up for you. With 2 postponements already. Payoff pitch again. McCarty pops this one up into right field. Rincona sprinting towards the foul line. He's underneath it, diving to make the play, and he's got it. It looked like a routine fly ball, but Rincones had to dive into foul territory to make the out, and that's the second diving or sliding catch that we've seen today. Two gone in the inning. Rudd will stay on second, and now Sammy Hernandez is up at the plate with 2 outs. So 2 postponements. Jupiter and Lakeland will have a doubleheader tomorrow. Fort Myers and St. Lucie, a doubleheader on Friday, the 2nd of June. 2 other games going on right now. Bradenton and Tampa still tied at 1 in the top of the 6th inning. And Palm Beach leads Daytona 7-6 in the bottom of the 7th. Fastball upstairs. Count 1-0 to Hernandez. Hernandez was hit by a pitch to lead off the 5th and flied out to Rincones, who just made that great catch in right field back in the 2nd inning. Now 1-0. This one is hit deep into right. Rincones underneath it, camps under it, taking another quick step to his left, and he makes the catch. Another quick inning for the Threshers. They strand the only base runner after a leadoff walk, and we're going to stretch it out here in Clearwater. The Threshers lead at 9-0 heading into the bottom 7.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major
players and
Riley said something downstairs. Riley was downstairs. He said something. I'm like,
oh, no.
The best deal in Tampa
she's got a can.
See if they're on those t-shirts.
All the old heavy hitters next door.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
know.
There was over there. Yeah. I sat over there. I just sat down for a while.
Why not? Kick it with some Phillies legends. Ready. We've got Finley in the booth here in the bottom of the 7th inning. He's all stretched out, and now Derek Hall leads off the 2nd consecutive inning, as we're up 9-0 in the 7th for the Threshers. Left on left matchup as Estrada sends a fastball inside to make it 0-1. Hall 1-for-3 on the day, a double back in the fourth inning, a ground out and a flyout. Now the 0-1. Hall hits a chopper over to third, toe man charging. On the run, he stops, throws over to first, and gets Hall on the ground out to retire the Major League rehabber. Hall now back to 500 almost. I'm just terrible at math. No, it's not. 3-8, so that's less than 500. I'm not doing that math. We don't need my brain to explode in the middle of the broadcast. But he's 1-for-4 on the day after a 2-for-4 day last night. That'll bring up Gabe Rincones Jr., who has much easier math to do in terms of average, 2-for-3 on the day. And he takes the first pitch upstairs, count 1-0. A single, an RBI, a run, and a stolen base for Rincones, number 18 on the season. Now the 1-0, low and away, count 2-0 on the breaking ball from Estrada. So that means the night's done, or from Rutkowski, as Estrada's night is done. Two-thirds of an inning, 5 runs, 3 earned on 3 hits with a walk and a strikeout. He won't have a decision as Ohashi currently in line for the loss. 2-0, low and way outside, count 3-0 as the breaking ball raises the dirt before being scooped up by Sammy Hernandez. It's a left-on-left matchup as Rutkowski quickly set against Rincones Jr. Here's the 3-0. Fastball right down Main Street, and the count is now 3-1. Threshers lead it 9-0. 10 hits to the Threshers side, 2 errors for Dunedin. Now the 3-1. Bouncer over to second, charging is Garcia. He stops, skips over to first, and sends it to Santiago for out number 2 here in the 7th inning. So 2 ground outs start off the 7th after all 9 men came to the plate in the 6th for Clearwater. Otto Kemp reached on an error and scored an unearned run in his last at bat. He had a sacrifice fly back in the 4th and is 0-for-2 on a day with an RBI and a run scored. 19 RBIs on the season for Otto, 4 homers and an average of .237. First pitch to Kemp, a fastball upstairs, makes the count 1-0. Right-handed action brewing in the Threshers' bullpen. Rutkowski might be the last pitcher we see today from Dunedin. 1-0, fouled away, knocks off the padding, and that made some kind of popping sound. Must have touched a little bit of concrete there, too, on a hard foul ball backwards from Otto Kemp. It's a 1-1 count, nobody on and 2 outs. Threshers up by 9 in the bottom of the 7th inning. Rutkowski set from the belt, he deals. Hard ground ball but foul down the third baseline. And the count now 1-2. Kemp was the player of the week the last time the Threshers played against Dunedin. Had 3 straight games with a home run during that series for his first weekly award of his young pro career. Now he's in the box, 1-2 to Harry Rutkowski. The pitch, way upstairs on the curveball, just does not drop. And that brings the count even at 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. No base runners yet this inning for the Threshers, as they put one on in every inning since the 2nd. 2-2, hit on the ground to third, scooped up by Tillman. He shuffles over to first base and beats Kemp by a step on the throw. And for the first time since the 2nd, the Threshers have been retired in order. 1-2-3 on 3 groundouts go the Threshers, but Clearwater leads it 9-0 as we're headed into the 8th inning. And we may have a new pitcher coming out of the Threshers bullpen. We'll see who it is next here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Yes, sir. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rollman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend. Join the coolest club in town. Little Angles, presented by Daycare Kids. Only $25 for a child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and vouchers all Thursday homecomings with activities by the Daycare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media.
Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on YouTube.
On June 2nd, Threshers will host the ATP, which are the Press Games for Wales, a fundraising event in their ballpark. Catch the baseball for a good cause with a regular survivor's release.
Three locks out on the 8th for the Blue Jays, the right fielder, Rookie Salinas.
John Henriquez back out for the eighth inning. Still a righty warming up in the Threshers' pen. And he's got 6, 7, and 8 for Dunedin to work with as he starts off Roque Salinas with an outside corner fastball for a called strike number one. Salinas struck out and grounded out into a double play in his prior two at-bats. And now the righty Henriquez deals, bounces a breaker in front of home plate as the count evens at 1-1. Henriquez has been remarkably efficient. Just 27 pitches and 15 for strikes in two innings of work. The league leader in wins now deals the 1-1. Hit high in the air, foul by Salinas, and the count now 1-2. So if the score stands, the Threshers' magic number will be down to 14. And they'll be 7 games clear of the West Division. And a 3-pitch see-ya from John Henriquez. A leadoff strikeout in the 8th inning. His first of the day. And the Threshers as a team have now 6. 5 from Petit, none from Nightingale. And 1 from John Henriquez, giving him his 26th of the season. That'll bring up Glenn Santiago, who is 0-2 on an inning fielder's choice in the second, the only time he touched first base. It's an 0-1 count as he foul tips a ball into the glove of Jordan Disson. The 0-1 fouled back into the back leg of Santiago, and Henriquez quickly ahead in the count 0-2. He's now above 30 pitches, with over 60% of them in for strikes. 31 pitches, 19 strikes for Henriquez. The 0-2, chopped over to third. Kemp charging, fields on a couple of hops, a high throw to first, and Hall gets it easily for the second out of the inning. A fielding exhibition for the Clearwater Threshers as Santiago has grounded out to third all three times he has come up to the plate. Now Luis Garcia, up to gone in his previous two appearances. A sliding catch by Crawford in his last time up to start off the sixth. Now the first pitch to Garcia. Fastball up and in. Count 1-0. Garcia in his first game against the Threshers this season. The right-handed matchup against John Henriquez. Now the 1-0. Swing and a miss. And the fastball evens up the count at 1-1. Garcia on the season, 273 hitter, no home runs and 2 RBIs, for he was recently activated from the Florida Complex League. This one is chopped foul down the third base line, and now the count falls to 0-2. Henriquez a strike away from getting out the inning. Garcia playing full season ball for the first time in his career. He's playing in his fourth game. He's now 3-for-11. In his first season at the full season level, played in the Dominican Summer League with the Blue Jays for 36 games after he was signed in 2021. Then played in the Florida Complex League for all of last season, where he hit .201 with an OPS of .598. A foul tip into the glove of Jordan Disson, and that is strike 3. 2 Ks in the inning for Henriquez, and they're 3 outs away from something magical. The Threshers look to get some insurance in the bottom of the 8th inning. They lead it 9-0, blanking the Blue Jays.
Baseball fans, introducing Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download now live for free. Now on Play Store and start saving for $1 to $10.
Including 24-ounce draft grabs for just $4. Enjoy tasty tacos, wonders, Williams Bar, front seal on a glass. Each Thursday home game will feature local breweries with special bars available at the bottom of the glass. Game tickets tonight in the Pink Air box office. And the entrance.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. Our stories to tell, memories to share. Plan your visit today at Baseball Hall of Fame.
Left on left matchup to start off the eighth. First pitch from Rutkowski is a curveball in there to Jordan Vyers for a called strike one. Vyers extended his hit streak to four straight games with an RBI double back in the sixth. He now has 7 2-baggers and 12 RBIs on the season. Next pitch to Vyers, another curveball, another called strike, this one on the outside corner. Vyers is now 4 for his last 13 and 5 for his last 19 in a 7-game on-base streak and a 4-game hit streak. 0-2 still to Vyers as he takes time out and gets back into the left-handed batter's box. Left-handed action in the Threshers' bullpen. Looks like Wesley Moore, who has been a crucial late reliever for the Threshers this season. 0-2 to Vyers as he's dug in on the left-handed batter's box. And Rutkowski shakes off the sign from Hernandez. Now he's set. The 0-2. Fastball outside, count now 1-2 to Jordan Vyers. Breaking ball outside, and the count 2-2. Vyers has worked two full counts already. Two balls and two strikes to Vyers. Threshers lead it 9-0 in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Up and inside. That one lands in the backstop and actually ricochets off the leg of Davion Fry. For the third time in this game, Jordan Vyers has worked a full count, looking as patient as I've ever seen him in the left-handed batter's box. Three balls and two strikes. Vyers awaits the payoff, swing and a miss. There's strike three. First strikeout of the day for Harry Rutkowski, and that's the first down of the eighth inning. Rutkowski has gone an inning and two-thirds, 27 pitches, 15 for strikes, as we have one out in the eighth inning for Jordan Disson. He's reached and scored in each of his last two at-bats with an RBI double back in the sixth, a walk and a run scored in the fifth. Disson scored on Justin Crawford's 2-RBI triple as Disson takes the first pitch, a fastball on the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. 9-0 the lead for the Threshers. Nobody on and one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Disson awaits the 0-1. Rutkowski sends a breaking ball low and inside, ends up behind the back foot of Jordan Disson to even the count at 1-1. Right on left matchup. Rutkowski set at the belt. 3 on the pitch clock, 2 on the pitch clock. He deals. Fastball buzzes the outside corner. Count 1-2. The 1-2. Outside. Called strike three. That's not something Disson's going to argue in a 9-0 game. but I don't think he liked that call either. Two strikeouts starting off the eighth for Harry Rutkowski and Brian Rincon, who, like Disson, has walked, doubled, and scored twice in his last two at-bats. Hopefully not going to strike out here in the eighth. He's one for two on the day, is Rincon, with a double and two runs scored. Fastball inside, count 1-0. So if the lineup card doesn't turn over again, Justin Crawford is going to be the first Thresher this season to finish 4-for-4 from the plate, a homer shy of a cycle. The 1-0, breaking ball outside, count 2-0, as the curveball just does not drop soon enough for Harry Rutkowski. Still lefty action in the bullpen, likely going to be Wesley Moore. 2-0. Fastball inside, count 3-0. If Henriquez is done, he's got a chance at the win. Three dominant innings, a walk and two strikeouts for the wins leader in the Florida State League. So it's either going to be him or Seth Nightingale on the victory. 3-0. Fastball right down Main Street, and that's the first strike of the at-bat to make it a 3-1 count. Rutkowski, the kick and the pitch. Fastball inside corner at the knees, called strike two, and that's going to fill up the count for Brian Rincon. Two outs, nobody on, 9-0 the lead for the Threshers, and a full count to Rincon as Rutkowski deals. Fastball low and inside, and the inning goes on with a two-out walk to Brian Rincon. The Threshers have put a base runner on in all but two innings, and just two of those base runners have been stranded. Great day on offense for the Threshers, and possibly an even better day on the hill for the staff. Eric Brito, the lone Thresher without a hit so far, he's 0 for 3 on the day. Breaking ball missing inside, count 1-0 to Brito. Rincon, 6 for 10 in stolen bases on the season. But at this point, it's a 9-0 lead for Clearwater. I don't think he's going to go and try for second. Two outs, the 1-0. Brito pops this one up, should stay on the infield. The second baseman, Garcia, coming towards the pitcher's mound, calling everybody off and making the catch with one hand to end the eighth inning. Do not go anywhere. Bottom of the ninth coming up. And if you look at the box score, the Threshers on the verge of something special. You'll find out which after this, as we head into the ninth here at BayCare Ballpark.
For fans participating in tonight's laundry ball contest, please send to the right field concourse behind section 101. The contest will begin directly following the game.
Just $25 per month. And Thursday,
You'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from Apple Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Sorry. something special brewing for the Threshers. A 9-0 lead in the ninth inning. And Wesley Moore is on the mound to finish off this game. Angel Di Rosario, Manuel Beltre, and Jaden Rudd coming to the plate for Dunedin this inning. First pitch to De Rosario, misses inside, count 1-0. Jonathan Petit, 4 shutout innings, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. A shutout inning for Seth Nightingale. No runs, no hits, no strikeouts, no walks, as De Rosario swings and misses an outside fastball by Wesley Moore. John Henriquez, 3 shutout innings with a walk and 2 strikeouts. And now Wesley Moore on for the ninth with a 1-1 to Angel Di Rosario. Curveball in there for a called strike, and that's that nasty-looking curveball that Moore has that has rode him, that has helped him become one of the best relievers for the Threshers this season. 1-2. Curveball again, hit high in the air down the left field line. Kemp and Boyd on the chase, but that one lands in the stands foul. Count still 1-2. Moore, 2 saves on the season, a 3-0 record, 21 2/3 innings pitched, with an ERA of .83, and he has appeared in a team-high 15 games. Him and Jack Dallas tied for the league lead in appearances. Now the 1-2 to De Rosario, and that hits him right on the left thigh, but De Rosario up pretty quickly as the fastball got out of the hands of Wesley Moore, and now him and Nightingale have started their days with a leadoff hit by pitch. That'll flip the lineup card over, and Manuel Beltre, who's 0-3 on the day with a strikeout back in the third. Threshers have struck out exactly 7, and now a man on first in the form of Angel Di Rosario. First pitch, a curveball on the inside corner, called strike 1 to Beltre. Leadoff man for the second straight night for Dunedin, .275 hitter on the year. Had an RBI in the loss last night. 0-1. Beltran hits it on the ground, and that bounces off the railing in the Threshers' dugout. 0-2 the count to Beltran. He's got 1 strikeout on the day already. Moore leads all Threshers relievers with 37 punchies. Now the 0-2. Moore not focusing on the runner. He deals. Fastball hit right to the shortstop. Rincon loses it, and then he throws to second to try and get Di Rosario, and he doesn't come up with it. We'll see what that ends up as. It'll either be an error or the first hit of the game for Dunedin. And it's an error on Brian Rincon. So 2 on for the first time for Dunedin, and still nobody out in the ninth inning. First pitch to Rudd, a fastball missing upstairs, count 1-0. Rudd is the only player on Dunedin to reach multiple times with walks in each of his last 2 at-bats. The Blue Jays have put just 2 runners on second base, and now it's Angel Di Rosario waiting there right now. 1-0, breaking ball in there for a called strike on another curveball by Wesley Moore. That's certainly his best pitch. He's got a solid fastball and an occasional changeup that he mixes in. But it's mainly the curveball and the fastball combo for Wesley Moore. 1-1. Curveball again. Settles in over the plate for a called strike 2. Rudd struck out in the first. Moore trying to get a second K or maybe induce a double play. Moore, the 1-2. Fastball just missing outside, and that's the first ball, or the second ball of the at-bat. Count 1-2, or 2-2 now, to Jaden Rudd. He's 0-1 with a strikeout, and now has an even count with 2 on for the first time. Moore looks over at second, and the 2-2. Fastball hit the other way into left. Boyd on the run. He makes the grab, and that keeps the dream alive. 1 out here in the ninth inning. And Boyd secures a hard-hit line drive by Jaden Rudd. Tucker Tillman, 0-3, also struck out in the first inning. Jonathan Petit had 5 strikeouts, all of them took the opponent down looking. Tillman now awaits the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, count 1-0. Oh, wait, no, that missed. Ball one. My head's not on straight, guys, don't worry. But it's a 1-0 count to Toman, 2-1, nobody out, or 1-out, 9-0 lead. Toman swings and misses right through that curveball as we have an even count at 1-1. DeRosario on second, Beltre on first. The 1-1. Hit the other way. That knocks off the netting to make the count 1-2. The game delayed by rain for almost exactly 1 hour. And now the Threshers having a special game. 1-2. Inside, but Toman swings anyway, knocks it into the netting to make the count 1-2. One two to Toman, one out and a 9-0 lead for Clearwater here at Bay Care Ballpark. Moore shakes off his catcher. Now he takes the sign from Disson. 2 on the pitch clock. The pitch, Toman grounds it past the third baseman into left field, and the first hit of the game is going to bring home some runs. Scoring from second base is DeRosario, and Tucker Toman slides into second with a double. 9-1 the score, and the Threshers take a no-hitter to 25 outs. Regardless, it's been a truly remarkable performance for Clearwater pitching, as Gustavo Armas coming out, the pitching coach, coming over from the Complex League to have a talk with Wesley Moore. The Threshers had a no-hitter that Moore closed out on the second game of the season, a Saturday in Bradenton. But unable to finish out the no-no here. 25 outs without a hit, and Tucker Toman's RBI double gives the first run of the game to Dunedin and moves Manuel Beltre to third. So now one out and two on for Ryan McCarty. 9-1 for the Threshers as the curveball in there for a called strike to the right-handed hitting McCarty. 0-1 the count. A walk, a strikeout, and a flyout for the Blue Jays DH. Moore, the 0-1. Fastball hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline. This game really did have all the earmarks of a no-hitter going on, aside from, you know, the actual fact that there were no hits. There might be a second one, as the error charged to Brian Rincon was a very hard-hit ground ball. I wouldn't be surprised if I see that one overturned later on. 0-2, hit on the ground to short. Rincon dives and makes the play. A run's going to score. The throw home, picked by Hall, and that's out number two. Run scoring or not, that's a fantastic defensive play by Brian Rincon. Toman stays on second. It's an unearned run as Beltre comes home. He reached on that error in the ninth, and Ryan McCarty gets the RBI to make it 9-2 with Clearwater leading and two outs here in the ninth inning. Sammy Hernandez, the final batter for Dunedin, as the breaking ball misses inside, count 1-0. And by final batter, I mean last chance. Hernandez hit by a pitch in the fifth and flying out to right in his other two at-bats. So he's 0 for 2 on the day, has Toman on second base. The 1-0 from Moore. Fastball hit right back to Moore, bounces off his glove and rolls into the glove of Rincon. A quick scoop and a throw to first, and that ends the ball game. Two great plays at the end of the inning by Brian Rincon, and the Clearwater Threshers take a 9-2 victory as they get the second straight win against Dunedin. They pick up half a game in the standings as the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles game was not completed due to rain. That will be made up on June the 2nd, but the Clearwater Threshers, a 9-2 victory, one of the biggest margins of victory here at home in a dominant pitching performance for Clearwater. No save will be given, but the Threshers get a huge win. They score the first 9 runs of the game, including a 5-1 sixth inning. And they get their second consecutive win here at home. They move to a whopping 33-13, the best record in all of single A. And the 9-2 victory comes on 10 hits to Dunedin's Wolf. 2 errors for the Blue Jays, 1 for the Threshers, 2 runs for Dunedin, 9 for Clearwater. The win will go to 1 of 2 Threshers pitchers, likely to Seth Nightingale, who pitched a scoreless fifth inning, but John Enriquez certainly a possibility as he gets 3 shutout innings. Wesley Moore finished the game with 2 unearned runs. And 1 hit, no walks, no strikeouts. He won't get a decision. And we're still waiting to see who gets the win for Clearwater. It's John Henriquez who was given his league-leading 7th win. 3 innings pitched, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts for the right-hander. 7 wins on the season for John Henriquez. The loss, a more obvious one, goes to Rafael Ohashi. He's 1-4 on the season now after allowing 4 runs on 6 hits, a walk, and 3 strikeouts in 5 innings of work. 2 1/3 innings for Harry Rutkowski, and the Threshers just absolutely beat up on Dunedin pitching, particularly in the 5th inning. But let's talk about Justin Crawford for a second. He's a home run shy of the cycle today. 4 for 4, the first time a Threshers player was perfect at the plate this season, with 4 hits, tying a season high set by Ano Kemp and Gabriel Rincones Jr. before Crawford. So the 4th time a Thresher has reported 4 hits in a game. He also tied the team's season high and set his own career high with 3 RBIs in the ballgame. The Threshers just continue to dump Gatorade on our reporter Jesse. Jordan Disson and Jonathan Petit were getting interviewed by him as the Threshers, as Crawford, 1 behind the season high of 4 RBIs in a game, twice set by Ano Kemp. But the Threshers take the victory 9-2. Let's show you how that happened. Justin Crawford hit the 2nd pitch of the game from Rafael Ohashi for a double off the left field wall. He moved to 3rd on a ground out and scored on a single up the middle by Gabriel Rincones Jr. to give the Threshers a 1-0 lead after the 1st. Derek Hall led off the 4th with a double to left center field and advanced to 3rd on a ground out. Ano Kemp then sent the 1st pitch he saw in the inning to center field, which was deep enough to plate Hall on the sacrifice fly and double the Threshers' lead to 2-0. The 1st 2 batters reached in the 5th with a leadoff walk to Jordan Disson and a double by Brian Rincon. Disson scored on an RBI single by Crawford and a sacrifice fly by Amarion Boyd plated Rincon to bring the lead up to 4-0. Rincones Jr. then hit a single with 1 out in the 6th inning, stole 2nd base. Kemp reached on an error by Blue Jays center fielder Jaden Rudd that plated Rincones Jr. and gave the Threshers a 5-0 lead. Jordan's Byers and Disson each traded run-scoring doubles to make it a 7-0 game before Brian Rincon walked to put runners on 1st and 2nd base. Then a 2-run triple by Justin Crawford plated them both, clearing the bases and giving the Threshers a 9-0 lead. The Blue Jays got their 1st hit and their 1st 2 runs of the game in the 9th as the Threshers took a no-hitter into the 9th inning, 25 outs in the frame, and Clearwater took a dominant 9-2 win for their 2nd straight win, 5th overall this season, over the Dunedin Blue Jays. As I mentioned, John Henriquez getting his league best 7th win of the season, with Rafael Ohashi getting the loss. Fun fact, if Henriquez had gone out for the 9th inning, he would have been eligible for a save, as if you go over 3 innings, it's up to the scorer if you earn a save. And Henriquez was certainly dealing a walk and 2 strikeouts in the ball game. We'll give you a spin around the major leagues. Couple of finals already. maybe give you some minor league scores as well before I send you home here on this Wednesday night. The Phillies fall to the Mets for the second straight night, 4-1. Aaron Nola gets the loss. He was a Thresher back in 2014. Cookie Carrasco gets the win, and a former Philly, David Robertson, gets his 10th save of the year for the rival Mets. Despite the Phillies out-hitting New York 9-5, the Mets take a 4-1 win in Queens. The Blue Jays, like the Dunedin Blue Jays, lost 4-2 to the Milwaukee Brewers in Toronto. Devin Williams getting the save, and Julio Teheran getting his first win of the season since signing a major league deal with the Brewers earlier this month. The Marlins beat the Padres 2-1. As Josh Hader gets his first loss of the season as Miami walks off the Padres at home. The Dodgers fall to the Nationals, 10-6, the final score in L.A. Brewstar Granerol getting the loss, and Hunter Harvey with his third save of the season. Mitch Keller gets his seventh win of the year for the Pirates as they take down Alex Wood and the Giants 9-4 in San Francisco. The teams combining for 26 hits on the day. Braves took down the A's 4-2 with Raisel Iglesias getting his fifth save of the season. Jared Schuster getting his second win over James Caprellian, who drops to 0-6 on the year. The Rangers take down the Tigers 3-2. The other way around. The Tigers take down the Rangers 3-2, 11 hits apiece for each team, and Dane Dunning getting his first loss of the season for Texas. The White Sox fall 12-5 to the Angels, and part of that three-inning save thing that I was just telling you about, Tucker Davidson getting his second save of the year after going the distance in a 12-5 game that the Angels took over the White Sox. The Rays come back and beat the Cubs 4-3 at Wrigley Field. James Beeks getting his first save of the season. Christian Pulisic getting his fourth win. Guardians thumped the Orioles 12-8 at Camden Yards, and another game with a whole lot of hits. 17 for Cleveland, 12 for the Orioles, a 29-hit combined game with 20 runs combined between the two teams. That's it for the games that are finished up. A couple of games deep in them as the Red Sox are trailing 5-4 against the Cincinnati Reds in the bottom of the eighth inning. One on and two outs for the Red Sox at Fenway Park. The Twins routing the defending champions as it's a 7-0 lead for Minnesota in Houston against the Astros. Diamondbacks leading the Rockies at home. They've scored three runs already in the bottom of the first inning and have one on and one out against Dylanson Lamet. Only scoreless ball game so far is in the second inning, Yankees and Mariners, with Clark Schmidt pitching to Jared Kelenic, with one out and nobody on in the bottom of the second inning. Neither team has a hit thus far in that one. In the Philly system, only one game still in action. Jersey Shore looking to sweep a doubleheader against the Brooklyn Cyclones. They currently lead 3-0 in the top of the sixth inning. The only Blue Jays team to beat a Phillies team was the New Hampshire Fish Cats. They won 6-2 against the Reading Fightin' Phils. The Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders took a 7-5 win over Lehigh Valley, but the Iron Pigs coming back to tie the game up, sending it into extras, where Scranton scored two runs in the top of the 10th inning to take the win. 13-5 for the Yankees AAA affiliate Lehigh Valley, down to 25-27. Now some Florida State League scores. As I mentioned earlier, two games postponed, two games finalized, one of them, of course, being ours, and Bradenton and Tampa tied at one in the bottom of the eighth inning, now the end of the eighth inning. Bradenton coming up to bat in the top of the ninth inning in Tampa in another game that was delayed by rain, as Tampa's not too far from where we are. A lot of rain around the Florida State League, though. None in Palm Beach as the Cardinals took down the Daytona Tortugas 7-6 for their 28th win of the season. Jupiter and Lakeland were postponed. They will make it up in a doubleheader tomorrow. St. Lucie and Fort Myers have a twin bill on Friday coming up, as that game was postponed to give the Threshers now a 7-game lead in the West Division of the Florida State League. Clearwater, 33-13 on the season. Fort Myers at 26-20 in second. Bradenton, 9 games back, pending the result in third place. Dunedin drops to 9.5 games back after the loss to Clearwater today. Lakeland and Tampa are now tied in last place, each 14 games behind the Clearwater Threshers in the West Division. Of course, Tampa and Bradenton are still in action, tied at 1, heading in to the top of the ninth inning, with Tampa winning the first game of that series. The Threshers win it 9-2 against Dunedin. They look to clinch the series split tomorrow, as they will have a pitcher currently set up to go. Still waiting on the Threshers starter tomorrow, but Brandon Barriera is going for Dunedin. A guy that the Threshers already beat in his first start for the Blue Jays. 0-2 his record with a 5.40 ERA. That game will begin at 6:30 tomorrow. I'll have the pregame show at 6:15. The Threshers take a no-hitter within 2 outs of completion and take a dominant 9-2 victory over the Dunedin Blue Jays. A win tomorrow will give the Threshers at least a sweep at home and bring the Blue Jays back down to 500 as the Threshers look to get a first-half division victory and secure a playoff spot. 14 more wins combined with Fort Myers losses over the next now 19 games of the season, of the first half of the season, would clinch it for Clearwater. The road to the playoffs continues. 6:15 pregame, 6:30 first pitch tomorrow. Join me here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Thank you all for tuning in. Those who stuck out with us in the ballpark and out of the rain, really, really appreciate you guys sticking around and cheering on this Threshers team. They certainly love having your support at home, and I think their 22-4 record at BayCare Ballpark this season certainly shows that. We appreciate all of you supporting the Clearwater Threshers. Hope you do so again tomorrow. But until then, my name is Josh Sperber. From all of us here at the Threshers Broadcast Network, thank you, have a great night, and we'll see you in June.